Sometimes you just got to take a time out. So many times in life, we want to quit and throw our hands up instead of just taking a time out. If you ever watch basketball or football games, understand something. The coach will gather his team together for a timeout. Sometimes he'll see that they either getting tired or they losing their focus, they missing shots, and it's not that they lost their ability or anything like that. They just need a timeout to regroup. In life, you're going to get hit hard. In life, things are not just always going to go your way and fall into place. So sometimes you got to just, it don't mean it's time to quit. It just means it's time to call a timeout, regroup. You're going to get tired. You're going to want to throw your hands up. Listen, I get it. I get it. Life can be so difficult sometimes. I mean, I got 5 kids. I got a wife. And sometimes I come home and I just don't get it sometimes. I'm just trying to explain stuff and my kids ain't getting it. They cutting up. My wife not getting it sometimes. I just want to throw my hands up. Like, you know what? I quit. I'm about to just take off running. I don't want to come back. But I don't. That don't mean it's time for me to quit. That means it's time for me to take a time out or regroup. The problem is a lot of us, when we take our timeouts, we take our timeouts the wrong way. We'll take our timeouts and we'll fill our spirit with stuff that's contrary to what we even believe in. Take a time out with God. Take a time out by yourself. Take a time out into your quiet space. That's what you need to do to regroup. But it's so many times that we don't even regroup. We just want to quit. And then when we quit, we realize the grass wasn't as green as it is on the side that you was already on. What you find out on the other side, that grass was fake. And then you like, dang, all I had to do was call a timeout and just regroup and think about some things for a minute. In life, you got to take a timeout, not quit. In sports, athletes understand the fact that they got to take a timeout. They got to rest. They got to drink plenty of water. They got to stay hydrated. And then when they get too tired, they got to stop and rest to take a timeout. They don't quit. They just take a timeout. So in life, I want you to understand something. I got issues. I got problems just like the next person got. I get so much stuff going on my plate sometimes that it seems like nobody's listening. It seems like nobody understands. It seems like God's not listening. And I'm like, where are you at? And I just want to scream. But that don't mean it's time to quit. That means it's time for me to just take a time out and regroup. And there's nothing wrong with doing that. There's nothing wrong with regrouping. Some of your greatest people in the world got to take a time out and regroup. Our presidents and governors and people of our nations have to take a time out from leading our country to regroup. That's why they go play golf and go do little things on their own and be with their family or get some alone time, because it gets stressful and it feels like that nobody's listening to them and they don't understand why people don't understand what they're trying to do. So they got to take a chill pill and they got to relax and they got to take a time out. You don't think leaders of this country and in the world want to quit? Of course they do. But they don't. They take a time out. You don't think coaches and leaders of churches, pastors, and you don't think they want to quit? They do. But they don't. They just take a time out and regroup. So today, when you're feeling flustered and you're feeling like ain't nothing going your way and nobody's listening, life just seems to be way too hard. I get it. But now's not the time to quit. It's time to just take a time out and regroup above the norm.